Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is RJ Gross, upland game biologist here at the Game and Fish. RJ, we have a lot of upland game seasons coming up here shortly. Let's start with sharptails.
Yep. Sharptails kind of back up a little bit. Looking into this fall, well, last fall, harvest was down about 20%. And then, as you know, we had that bad start to the winter, record snow, record bad temperatures, and they didn't come through as well. The spring survey that we do for them, count them on the Lex, that was down 25% compared to last year. So, and now, not just sharptails, but all upland birds, we're going through a bad drought right now. And if just so people know, usually you associate bad production with wet, cold, but drought is just as bad, if not worse, just because those first 10 days and those chicks are hatched, if they don't have the insects, just survivability is really low, and without moisture, the insects, they just don't hatch, they don't complete their life cycle. So this fall, kind of looking at sharptails, you know, we're running our late summer roadside counts right now. We do that through the end of August, and then early September, I'll take a look, see what we got, but people can expect, you know, lower brood size, not as many chicks out on the landscape as compared to last year.
But hunters will still be able to find birds.
Oh yeah, you might have to walk, you know, a couple extra pastures working on your cardio this year.
Explain your roadside brood surveys a little bit. How many transects do you guys have?
Yep, our roadside counts, we have, it's approximately 100 of them that I have every year, give or take a few. And biologists and different cooperators are go out the same routes as crowing counts, so it's a 20-mile transects. You go out early in the morning, half hour before sunrise, it's sunrise. You drive real slow, 15 to 20 miles an hour, and you go the whole way, and every time you see a pheasant or any upland bird, you get out, go in the ditch, stomp your feet, clap your hands, make noise. You can flush up everything that's there, make it count. If there is a brood, you see how many were in the brood, and then I have them judge the size. That's kind of to see how they're going along as far as production, when about to hatch, things like that. We do those through August till the 31st, and then I'll summarize everything when, you know, first week of September. Stuff that's been coming in, it doesn't look as good as years past, and that's to be expected because of the drier conditions. I'm sure we'll get, you know, smaller brood size, less chicks on the landscape.
Okay, well, let's move on to partridge. How are the partridge numbers doing?
Partridge, I won't know that until we're done with the surveys, but they like drier conditions, and I guess just in my travels, my brood runs, I've been seeing good number of broods and good brood size, you know, 18, 19, 20 chicks. So I'm hopeful at least one of my upland bird species will do well this year.
Well, speaking of that, how about the rough grouse up in the Turtle Mountains?
Yeah.
Their numbers are okay?
Yeah, you know, and actually rough grouse are kind of interesting to North Dakota. We only have a couple populations in the Turtle Mountains and then up in the Pembina Gorge. They're hard to survey, you know, up in the woods, but we do drumming counts, and in the Turtle Mountains they're up 55% this year. We unfortunately weren't able to survey in the Pembina Gorge, just travel was, couldn't do it up there. But people up there, they've said that they've run into a lot of broods, and they were good broods. And they're very cyclical. They go about on a 10-year curve, basically, and we're finally going up on that curve. They're very difficult to have a good population in North Dakota just because they need different size stands, the young, the old, stands of the aspens up there. And it's so far away from everyone. We don't do as much management as we want, but it was good to see in the surveys this spring that they're on the uptick finally.
One thing hunters can do is mail in. We have a program, wing survey program, where you can mail in your pheasants, your sharptails, and your partridge. Tell me a little bit about this wing survey program.
Yep. Yeah, it's really important to us. Any upland bird species that you harvest, you can get wing envelopes that you send in to us. And we use those basically as an age ratio, kind of a double check of the production from last spring. And if you sent in a wing last year, we send the packet out to you again this year. And then from the small game survey, any partridge and grouse hunters that check that they hunted, we'll send you guys more wing envelopes. And then If you want to volunteer, there's a link on the website that you can go to. Just tell us how many envelopes, packages you want, and we'll send those out to you. And make sure when you send them to us, you have to mark the date of harvest and the county, or else we can't use them. We don't know when, you know, if you don't, we don't know where they're from, when they were harvested.
RJ, let's move on to the fall turkey. How are their numbers doing?
Mm-hmm. They're kind of like, I guess, every other upland bird in North Dakota this year, except for the Badlands. And the Badlands are actually, it's almost near record production for some routes that I've seen. A lot of that can be just because it's kind of, they're more the Merriam's traditional habitat, and they're just doing well. People are saying that there's turkey broods running all over the place. That's good. In the east, it's not as good, and that's just because it's basically a habitat thing. A lot of their habitat is just disappearing. We're still doing the brood surveys for that, though, so I'm hopeful better news will come in. Not too much of a change from last year. I think, and a lot of it was more shifting. I shifted a lot more of the licenses out to the west as compared to the east. And the fall season, you know, that's our population control season that we use. So you can shoot either a hen or a tom as compared to the spring where it's tom only. So basically I shifted the tags out to the west, just kind of, you know, landowner tolerance will probably be a little bit lower this year just because the number of turkeys out there will increase.
Thanks, RJ.
Yep, thank you.
Fall turkey hunters, including gratis applicants, who are interested in applying for a 2017 license, must submit an online application through the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. Paper applications are not available this year. Applications are also accepted at the department's toll-free licensing line at 800-406-6409 for a small service fee. The application deadline is September 6th. As per state law, a resident who does not want to receive a fall turkey hunting license but would like to accrue a bonus point can purchase a point on the application for the same fee as a turkey license. For RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you again next week.